Right Move versus Zoopla versus On the Market. Let's talk portals and the State Agency Letting Agency 2019. Talk to me, Ollie. That's a big topic. So I was at Property Mark National Conference the other week, and we had Ian Springett from On the Market on stage. First time I've seen him talk really about On the Market and I guess the recent success that they have had off the back of the flotation. We, as a software company in the years gone by, we used to watch the portal market with interest.
Yes.
And there was always a symbiotic relationship that existed between the CRMs and the portals. Mm. We provided content and they stayed away from CRM. That was kind of the way I saw
Gentleman's it. Gentleman's agreement.
Yeah, although it was, I guess, when Zoopla came along and started to acquire then the CRMs, it was a fundamental shift in strategy. And there are reasons why owning CRM providers is beneficial. We've talked about that. To answer your question about the right move Zoopla on the market thing, I don't think in any industry, in any market, it's a good thing to have a monopoly or a duopoly. That's a well-trodden path in the industry, you know, going back years. The remarkable thing is that they have such a strong position in the UK property market that it takes a huge effort.
Are we talking about Rightmove or Rightmove and Zoopla?
We're talking about Rightmove and Zoopla combined, because if you're not on one, you're going to be on the other. And then that acts instantly as a detractor to go on to a third, fourth or fifth portal. Why are portals beneficial for the consumer? And I think this is where the industry misses the point somewhat. It is super convenient for a buyer to go to one place and to find all the property inventory in one place and get comfort from the fact you're looking at whole of market.
Yes.
What's happened underneath that is that the pricing model and the value argument has become distorted. So we are seeing fees from Rightmove and to some extent more reasonable, but still relatively high fees from Zoopla for property aggregation and publishing. What On the Market has done is quite interesting, is they've come in with a slightly different commercial structure, but the user experience is identical. Mm-hmm. I would be wanting to change the user experience. Now, OneDome have come out, I think last week, with their portal offering, where they are embracing new technology, which is AI and machine learning and all the stuff that we talk about on the big four, the Facebooks and the Googles, to try and improve that customer experience. Ultimately, for a portal to succeed, you need two things. You need content. So that is basically one in, all in on your property inventory. That's really tough to crack. Coupled with consumer traffic and eyeballs. And if that experience is good, then you get repeat visits. Mm. And then it becomes almost a cultural thing. Mm. If I said to you, where are you going to buy a book from? You're going to say Amazon. Mm. It's rapidly becoming, where are you going to buy anything from? It becomes Amazon, but books, Amazon. Shoes, it's Nike. If we talk about portals, it's Rightmove. And so what we've actually got in society now is a cultural connection between property and Rightmove. It becomes the Hoover of vacuums. Mm. And that position is being leveraged commercially. And I don't really have a view on that. I mean, that is up to them. They're a public listed business, they're shareholder pressure, they do what they want. But if we come back to the consumer, how has the Rightmove model for the consumer changed over the years? It hasn't dramatically changed, has it? Still super quick, super convenient, it's nice, it's clean, it works. Where Zoopla have come in is they've started to bolster out the experience with additional products and services. And On the Market have a long way to go if they are to compete at that level, because they are still fighting the content argument. And they're fighting it well. Their branch numbers are up.
Do you think On the Market should have done the one branch own, one plus other portal rule?
Well, I think it puts agents in a dilemma, and ultimately they're being given a left or right scenario. Turn left and come with us, but you can only have one other. Versus turn right, which is don't go with us and keep doing what you're doing. And ultimately, a lot of people turned right, didn't they?
Well, I always said that 20% of estate agents jumped in with on the market. Mm-hmm. This was a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And then the other 80% were sitting on the fence waiting for the other 80% rest
right.
to jump off the fence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everyone was waiting for everyone else to yeah. jump off the fence.
We're in a really unique industry because local agents compete fiercely against one another and they still go down the pub on a Friday and have a beer and they're still friends, but ultimately they're fighting over the same instructions. Yes. Then you, in order then to shift the balance on the portal thing, they need to kind of get together. And that's awkward because you have this adoption curve. You have the early adopters, then you have the mainstream majority, then you have the laggards. And in order for on the market to succeed, they've got to get the laggards as well. Otherwise, you don't have a whole market. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a whole market, you as a consumer...
But they'll follow through, won't they? It's you know, it's almost agents need to get together in a room together and let's go. But then you can have... You could be accused of...
You've got the competitions authority yes, crawling all over that. Yes. So here's the thing, right? When I was back at Jupix, we launched, kind of, a little portal. No one really knows about this, but we did it up in Norfolk and Suffolk, called Property Huddle, right? And the idea was it was 50p per property per month, guaranteed. 50p if you join in year one, 75p in year two, a quid in year three. So what it said is, if you don't want to come with us on year one, wait till year two, 75p. But after year four, if you're on a quid per property, you drop down to 75p. So after 6 years, everybody's on 50p,
yep.
right? So it's fair. 50p per property feels right. It's about 25, 30 quid a branch. That doesn't get you your TV advertising, okay? Which is why the big three mm-hmm. command high fees because there's high marketing budget. So we tried to solve the problem of we need the content, we want the content, we want the agency control, and we want to be fair on pricing. But how on earth do we get consumer awareness? We have to do what the agents did with Rightmove in the first place. Plaster the Rightmove logo everywhere and fundamentally yeah. drive traffic away from their own websites onto the portal.
We created, Correct. As an industry, the Rightmove monster.
Absolutely right, yeah. Yeah, so you then have to incentivize agents to do it in clever ways. And I think on the market... have an opportunity now to say, look, that there's price guarantees in there, there's share schemes, there's the ability to, you know, fight the duopoly, safety in numbers, and all that stuff. And I think Ian puts forward a very strong argument where that's concerned. I think on the market need to start adding value around additional agency services, and they are investing in data insight tools and market mapping capabilities and all that kind of stuff. So I think there's an appetite there. But there's a lot of money needed yeah. to do it as well.
Come back to this Norfolk thing. How did that get on? Because you could almost create, if you think about it, the vast majority of people move locally. So if you could almost create your own mini
yeah.
portal
yeah.
on the town.
Right. So we were going to, so what we said was, look, you can't just take the whole of the UK in one go. We're right. going to regionalise it. We were very strong at Jupix up in Norfolk and Suffolk. I think they still are, actually. They're great agents up there. They're friendly. They're up for new ideas. It's just a really nice place to work and holiday. So we said, look, and we did this sort of roadshow for a week where we hired village halls and we did golf clubs and stuff, right? And we said, look, we've got this thing and we're just a technology company. You guys are going to run it and, you know, own it and be part of it. 50p a house. That drew them in. Then we were asked questions like, how's it going to be different? What's the search experience? We got back very quickly to the customer. What do they want? What do they need? And we came back with a proof of concept and actually an agreement from a lot of agents. We'd have launched with 89% market share in Norfolk. And that was March 2014. And then the event happened in June 2014. So we were acquired by fundamentally a bigger entity that wasn't interested in a portal. So it
there could be some business opportunity there for you, mate.
It never made it out the door. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's something that other companies have had a go at since. And, you know, you need to be great at two things. You need to be great at technology and you need to be great at really winning the trust argument, which, to be fair, has been eroded over time. Because at Jupix, I used to receive an inquiry once a week from an online agent that was going to be the next Rightmove. You know, and then you think, oh, really? How's that going to work? So it's a really interesting space, and I watch it all the time with interest. Cheers.
Thanks, Ollie.